So we know lead is really bad for kids, but why aren't more kids tested for lead? To help answer this question, I turned to Dr. Karen Hacker. She's been the director of the Allegheny County Health Department for 2.5 years and is outspoken on the issue of lead and children. She recently penned an op-ed in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and I spoke with her at her office in downtown Pittsburgh about her concerns. Why are children especially vulnerable to lead exposure?
So this has to do with the developing brain and the impact on lead in the developing brain. And we know that having early exposure to high levels of lead can lead to learning and behavioral problems. By the time you're 5 or 6, it's in a different shape. Not that you still don't have some brain development, but you're just not impacted in the same way. Technically, we would like to see lead testing twice before 24 months. So we'd like to see one at 9 to 12 months and one at 24 months.
But this is not necessarily something that doctors would do as a regular battery of tests.
You know, I think some do and some don't. It's hard for us to really get a handle on the volume. We definitely know that lead testing has increased over the years, and that's a good thing. But also should remember that lead testing is not done in the office. There's not a rapid lead test. And so as a result, you have to send someone to a laboratory to have it done. And we also believe that there may be recommendations that aren't necessarily followed through on because someone doesn't actually go to get the lead test.
Is there any level of lead in the blood that's safe?
So at this point in time, according to the CDC, there is no safe blood lead level. And there was a time when we were particularly concerned over a certain level. There are now levels where we might be monitoring someone, like for example, over 5, where we might monitor someone to see if it's going up or down. But in general, we don't consider it safe to have lead in your blood.
When you say over 5, what does that mean?
So that's 5 micrograms of lead per deciliter of blood. And there was a time when the CDC generally thought that anything over 10 was a level of concern. Now they're asking overall to be concerned about anyone who's over 5, at least to do that watchful waiting process.
Yeah, you wrote in your op-ed piece that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently changed its recommendations about lead levels and the threshold that's considered an elevated level. How does that impact getting more kids tested for lead?
You know, that's an interesting question because I'm not sure it does, because the resources that we've had here at the health department to be able to follow children are very limited. Most of those dollars come from the federal government, and over time there has been a diminution of that. When it comes to pediatricians, you may know that in Pennsylvania, they're not required to do lead testing. It's recommended, certainly for Medicaid children, but it's not required. And I think that as those changes had been made, we certainly would like to encourage more testing.
Why isn't there mandatory statewide testing of lead in children in Pennsylvania? Why isn't this already happening? And is Pennsylvania behind the curve?
Well, there's only a few states that have actually gone online mandating lead testing. In terms of Pennsylvania, as I said, it's been recommended, particularly in children in low-income neighborhoods. Medicaid has been the proxy for that. Why has it not occurred is a little hard for me as a fairly recent newcomer to the state, but I do think that we're missing them all, and I think it would make sense, given what we know about lead, the damage that it can do to a child's brain, I think we should be investing more resources in really encouraging all children to be tested.
In the absence of adequate funding for lead testing, what can be done to move the needle on this problem?
So I think the first and foremost thing has been that there was a much better in the past communication to the public about the dangers of lead. I think when lead testing increased and our lead overall has gone down, our rates of childhood lead poisoning have definitely decreased. I think like many public health issues, you take your foot off the pedal and you move on to other things that are more important. I think with the situation that's gone on in Flint, Michigan, it's really raised the question about lead over again. It's put it on the front page. Clearly, you know, in Flint, they're talking much more about the water, but let's not forget that we still have problems in our housing stock.
Has what's happened in Flint and the increased attention on lead changed your priorities?
We've been talking about this literally since I've gotten here, but I think it has made me revisit the problem. And the other thing that's happened simultaneously is the shifts in the federal dollars that we've been getting. So we've had resources from the federal government to address lead. They have been shifting and changing away from case management, for example. But the most recent shift to the grant that we received that was providing the resources has actually shifted completely away from lead to injury prevention. And I think that really made us go, we cannot stop doing this work, and we've got to either figure out how to absorb it internally or look for new resources.
it's almost like the government's been caught out. This thing kind of blew up in Flint, and now everyone's asking, why aren't the dollars there?
Right. So I felt it was time to really make a point about the fact that, you know, you want, I think one of the challenges with public health is that we're somewhat invisible until there's a crisis. And then there's a crisis, and we never have the resources that we really need to be able to prevent that crisis.
So what are you going to do?
Well, our plan at this point is our housing inspectors are being trained in the lead inspection kinds of strategies, and we are also looking at shifting some of our positions, particularly positions that someone may have retired from, to determine whether we can utilize them for lead inspection.
Dr. Karen Hacker is director of the Allegheny County Health Department. We have a lot more on lead, an explainer about lead in our water, and more on the health impacts of lead on kids. That's all at our website, alleghenyfront.org.